Many of our listening family have adult sons and daughters who have a difficult time adulting. How do we as parents encourage our young adults to gain a greater understanding of themselves and to find direction for their lives, to empower them, and to do it without triggering them? Our first call addresses just that. Mark Cameron and Jim Burns will be addressing Susie, who called about her 22-year-old son's choices on how he spends his time. Following that call, Dr. Jackie Mack Harris and Dr. Alice Benton encourage Anne, who's facing parental alienation and desires to reconnect. After that, we'll have two short teachings. J.J. West will share on belonging, and Mark Cameron will talk about depression.
Quick, let's go to Rapid City, South Dakota.
No pun intended.
No pun intended whatsoever. Susie, listening on Sirius XM channel 131. Welcome to New Life Live.
Hi.
Hi. How can we help you today?
I'm just calling in because we have an adult son that is, he's a good kid. He's got a great job, but he comes home in between his work schedule and stays here, and he doesn't participate. He just sleeps or plays video games. We've asked him sometimes to help or to do different things, and I don't know, just doesn't want to participate. And we just don't really know, like, what to do with him. I've told him, you know, you don't seem happy here, and you seem angry when you're here, and it's kind of spilling over into the rest of the family. Why don't you find your own place or that sort of thing? And he gets angry and but doesn't do anything about it. So I don't know what to do.
How old is he, Susie, and what's his job?
He's 22 years old, and he's an electrician at a coal mine. So he makes really good money. So he has a strange schedule. Like, he works three nights, 12-hour shifts, and then have a day or two off, and then he'll have to work like 4 days, have 12-hour shifts. So he's tired when he gets home, but and I understand that, but it's, sometimes he'll have a week off, and he won't do anything but, you know, sleep or play video games.
And when you say he doesn't participate and he gets angry, what are your expectations of the things that he should be participating in, and what does his anger look like?
Participation, just, I don't know. He comes to eat when we say that dinner's ready, but he doesn't necessarily help clean up. He doesn't participate or offer to, you know, help usually in getting ready. I mean, we do live on a ranch, so there's always things going on, and we've said, you know, hey, we could use some help with this or use some help with that, and he doesn't want to unless we say, we really need you, then he'll show up. So I don't know, just, I guess we're, as him being home as an adult, just seems like he should.
Do you charge him rent or anything?
No. Mm-mm. Because we never thought in a million years that he would be, like, doing this still. I mean, he has a crash pad over there at the mine that he stays at when he's working his 12-hour shifts, but that's all it is. You know, he just sleeps there, and then he doesn't actually live there.
Right.
Yeah, so he is an adult, but he's a young adult. And actually, I learned this term from Jim's book here. He's a transitional adult. So he's still transitioning. And so, yeah, he's not a child anymore, but he's still living at home. So he's still somewhat dependent upon you. And you know, what we know from neuroscience is actually the adult brain doesn't fully, completely develop until the mid-20s, and for males, late 20s. And so biologically, it's not that necessarily that we are, you know, we don't have adult responsibilities, but biologically, you know, we're in adolescence, you know, so to speak, until that time. And so it sounds like, you know, he's probably ready for you, even if he wouldn't admit it, to kind of challenge him to the next level of adulthood, which could be either charging him rent or encouraging him to move out or requiring him to engage in certain activities, certain chores and things like that. And especially if he's living at home and he's mistreating you in his anger, his irritation, I mean, that's not okay. I mean, the next, our job as parents is to, and I have, you know, young adult, you know, I would say, you know, lightly quote unquote, because they're 20, right? After what I'm telling you here, young adult
kids. They're telling you they're adults.
Right, exactly. But they are still, but they are still dependent. Sure. And not just, you know, financially, but emotionally too. And I find myself that I have to you know, challenge them and call them out in different ways. And my son no longer lives with us. But, you know, at some point, you know, you do have to kind of launch kids. And if they won't launch, you have to challenge them to launch. And you got to kind of push them, so to speak, somewhat out of the door so that they can learn to stand on their feet. And so that might be the next level for you. What holds you back from asking him to leave, or charging him rent, or maybe even having that conversation of, hey, listen, we love you, we care about you, we get you got a hard job and you need to come home and relax. But when you come home and you're irritable, like, that's not okay. What holds you back?
I guess the part of that we've just kind of accepted it was that, you know, just growing up, he's always challenged us and been one that didn't really want to participate and didn't really want to help. So we kind of ignored it. And it's like, well, maybe he'll grow out of it. And so I did challenge him recently, and I just pointed out, I mean, he goes through waves of being frustrated, and then we go through waves of, like, you know what, it's just him. He's just that way. Just let it go. And if you don't rock the boat, then he's not angry, really. He just does his thing and we do our thing, but it doesn't seem healthy. And we also have a 18-year-old that lives here that gets really, really upset because he sees his older brother seemingly take advantage of us, and that just really frustrates him. And so the whole atmosphere in the house when the 22-year-old is home gets tense and, you know, not healthy.
Yeah. Well, I'll let Jim.
I don't know. I guess I just need to challenge him. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let Jim jump in a minute because he's somewhat of an expert on this. But here's what I would say to you. I did an opening on this actually several months ago. It could even be a year ago on eagles. Eagles actually make the nest uncomfortable for the young eaglet. After a while, as they get old enough, they actually start to pull some of the fur and the fluff out to expose some of, like, the thorniness. And then they'll even like take the food that they bring back and they'll put it on a different branch. So the eaglet has to go out and get the food. And if the eaglet falls to the ground, they actually don't go and rescue the eaglet. They still bring the eaglet food, but they leave the eaglet on the ground and until it grows mature enough out of necessity.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That's
Lessons
a great illustration.
Nature. Yeah.
That is a great illustration.
That's on page 89 in his book.
I'm telling you. I love that. I actually think, Susie, that this is a great opportunity for you. The bottom line in parenting with your adult child is that you want them to be a responsible adult. So if we constantly enable them toward dependency on us, then what that happens is they become entitled and they don't become responsible adults. I mean, he's got a great deal right now. You know, he comes home when he wants and he plays video games when he wants and he does whatever he wants and he doesn't help you guys out. I'm going to suggest not in the heat of the battle. So again, you can always have the heat of the battle, but in the heat of the battle, that you have a really good conversation with him and you almost recognize him to be a man. I worked for an organization and spoke for an organization called Promise Keepers. And the president of it used to say all the time, he would say, a man is not a man until you tell him he is. And so you want to treat him now like a man. So you have to reinvent the relationship, give him the passport to adulthood. And what you say is, now that you are an adult, let's talk about how we can, you know, best do this. And again, I'm not putting this on your brother because he's not yet an adult, but he's close. And then give exactly what Mark said. I think you either give him some expectations that are, you know, that were, I mean, he has a full-time job, sure, but you all work too. So, you know, since you're working, what we're going to ask is that you help with and be don't just go help. Say you're going to help by doing the dishes twice a week. I'm making this up, obviously. You're in a ranch. You're going to help with this or that. But things he can do, things he's already done. Sometimes he's rolled his eyes, but here's what we're expecting. However, because you're an adult, if you choose to, you know, go get a place, we're going to, maybe we can even help you with, it sounds like he has money, but maybe we can even help you with the first month rent a little bit, or we'll do whatever. Mm-hmm. And we realize the negative to that, but we also realize the positive. Or like we did this with our daughter, we actually, when she came back, and there was a little of that with her, we charged her, and we actually charged her $100 a month. So it was not going to change her life. She'd already had a apartment and her, you know, the girl she was with moved. And we just took the money, we put it aside. And when she left after 2.5 years, it was a 2-month deal, but it became 2.5 years. Yeah. We gave her the money. And she goes, what, huh? You know, I think she thought it was kind of weird that we charged her the rent, but we just thought we're going to help her by being responsible, even in a small way. So I think what you're talking about is reinventing the relationship for you. He doesn't know how to be an adult, and you don't know how to parent an adult. No, we just don't. None of us do. So you give him those expectations. How he handles those expectations will help him become a responsible adult.